The Environmental Integrity Project analyzed mercury emissions data that utility companies supplied to the EPA. The group is nonpartisan, but formed because its members are highly critical of the agency's policies under the Bush administration. In terms of the total pounds of mercury emitted each year, two Wisconsin plants are on the list of the 50 worst coal-fired power plants in the nation. We Energy's plant at Pleasant Prairie is number 40, while Alliant Energy's plant in Columbia is number 48. Eline Levin is the Integrity Project's lawyer. While the plant at Pleasant Prairie emitted more than 500 pounds of mercury last year, Levin says it actually reduced emissions compared to the previous year by more than one-fourth.
Some of that decrease is attributable to scrubber installations, and the example there is Pleasant Prairie. Still among the nation's top emitters, but, you know, down 27% from last year, which is a positive.
Alliant's plant in Columbia increased emissions by a little more than 5%, according to the report. In October, Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources adopted a rule aimed at getting coal-fired power plants to reduce mercury emissions by 90% by the year 2015. The Environmental Integrity Project wants the EPA to enact a similar rule nationwide. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.